So Jesse, so you had your first barn, you're learning the game. How long were you there before you remember when Ron and Lynn said, "Hey, you're gonna get in your first amateur fight"?
Your first fight.
When was it? How long were you there before that?
A whole year.
They had you transfer. They wanted you right.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
but they took me to two tournaments to try to fight before that whole year mark. So I'd say like 8 months into it, or 7 months, and nobody showed up as a. Believe it or not, I started off my amateur career at 132 pounds.
At 12 years old?
At 12 years old. I was a fat little kid.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But then again, I never grew.
Right.
I think once I hit sixth grade, I probably grew a couple more inches. But I was 132 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Fought at 132, and I ended my amateur career at 132 pounds.
Mm.
So, 132, novice is what they call them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Novice, fighter, nobody for two tournaments. Mm. Then Texas versus Louisiana, 132, novice. There was another guy. Had one fight.
Okay.
And that was my first fight in Louisiana.
Wow.
Lake Charles, Louisiana.
So y'all traveled.
We traveled. We
and
took
you
a
got
team.
There. They're like, I got there. Were they like, "Jesse, we got you a fight"?
And I was the first bout.
Really?
Yeah, I was the first bout.
And how did your first fight go?
I almost won by knockout.
Really? You almost knocked the guy out?
Mm-hmm. Gave him 3 8 counts and within the first fight, within the first, like, we're fighting a minute rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
2 8 counts, one round, one more 8 count in the second round.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you pick up your first win.
I picked up my first win, yes.
So, listen, it's rare that you train for a whole year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the other corner is probably looking like, this guy, this is his first fight.
Right.
Because you're so trained. That's a year of training. They're probably looking at you like, I knew this guy named Jesse's fought before. He's fighting too good.
Probably, because think of the sparring I was getting, you know? Uh-huh. I was sparring a lot of guys, mm-hmm. and they had a lot of experience. They would.
Yeah.
I'd say I was getting thrown to the wolves a lot back then.
Yes.
And I was. I was always getting thrown to the wolves, but I always came back out and learned.
Right.
And learned. And I survived.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
I was always in deep waters, and then I'd swim out and be all right.
So, how long did you stay amateur? How many fights did you have, roughly?
I always had close to 100.
Close to 100.
Yeah, I fought a lot.
Right. And most of your fights, you say, right around 130-pound range, 132.
Between, I fought one time at 125 pounds.
Okay.
And that was my first official knockout at 125.
Mm.
But then after that, I never made it again.
Yeah.
And it was just a show. Yeah. And I really think back, I was like, I think I could have done it with a little bit more discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But 125, 132, 138, and the biggest I got up to fight was 145.
Mm.
And then after that, it was 32 or 41.
Gotcha.
But I fought a lot at 38, too.
Right.
And I did all right in all those weight classes. I was comfortable. I just, my fat ass didn't know when to stop putting the fork down.
Yeah.
You know, on some occasions.
Right. So, Jesse, what amateur fight did you get into? Close to 100 fights, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the one that you remember the most that said, wow, I thought I was good, but I just got outclassed? Or somebody you saw like, oh, God, I got to fight this guy. His reputation, I heard about this guy.
One of them was, I was at the USA Nationals, so I'll never forget it.
Okay.
And I won't even say I got outclassed. I was in there with another guy that fought like me.
Mm, but how old were you at this time?
USA Nationals, I was 17, 18.
Okay.
Yeah, I fought without a headgear. This is the tournament. I fought without a headgear for almost a whole week.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I was 18, mm-hmm. 18 at the time.
And this guy fight just like you.
Just his name was Malik Montgomery. He was seeded number one in the division. Mm. And I got him the second day into the tournament.
Wow.
I said, damn, dude, I thought I was going to get someone. I thought I was going to go in a couple. Yeah. I thought I'd meet him later. I thought I'd meet him later. And I was like, shit. Wow. I said, well, we'll see what's up. You know, nobody really got to watch him fight the first day. So I was like, damn.
Like, he had a bye, maybe?
He probably had a bye.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the details at this point. But I remember, I said, you know what, fuck, we got no headgear. We got 8 ounces. We got 10 ounce gloves on. Yeah. I'm going to just see what's up.
Uh-huh.
Man, sure enough, that first round, I remember we both hit each other with jabs at the same time. You know,
boom.
I get hit, he got hit. And we stood toe-to-toe in that ring. You could have put us in a telephone booth.
Wow.
And neither of us left.
Yeah.
I was swinging shots. You know, my boxing back then, what I know now, I wish I knew then.
Right.
But that I'm going to say that 4 years later. I'm going to be like, man, I wish. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'll be 28 and being like, man, I should have known this shit when I was 24. Right. So I'm looking back and I'm like, had I known this, what I know now, things would have been different.
But see, a little bit taller, you're about 5'4", right?
He was about, like, 5'6".
Okay.
5'6", and he was pretty strong. Mm. But he stood there and fought me like a typical Mexican.
Wow.
And it surprised me.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to just box me and stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, we got in there and started swinging.
Man.
He gave me two black eyes and probably welted my top eyebrow.
Yeah.
And you gotta think, you know, we don't have
no headgear.
No headgear, and we were able to do the whole gauze thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Velcro wraps. Yeah. No. We had gauze in there. Ooh. So we're swinging at each other, and I remember it was a third round, and I felt like I was behind.
Mm.
When I think I was, that's how I always think. Like, when I leave it that close, I think I'm losing.
Gotcha.
I don't care if I really was winning.
Right.
I look at it like I'm losing. I need to win this for sure.
Gotcha.
So I was in there just doing anything I can to knock him out, hit him with anything hard that might slow it down. Mm. He was just there in my face, taking everything I threw. And a lot of people voice it. I hit hard. I got power, blah, blah. It's like that shit went out the window.
Right.
With this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But then I switched it up, started boxing him, and I was like, dude, why didn't I do this the first round? I could have won this fight.
Right.
Because I started actually landing shots, trying to box him.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Lost by split. He got out of the ring. He had a couple welts.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that fight took all the fight out of him.
Mm.
He looked bad that next day.
Right.
And then lost that following day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in the 32 division by the end of that week was either cut, had stitches, welts. I mean, everybody looked ugly.
Yeah.
Everybody did. Jeez. And that was a tough division. We had Tanahara, Hector Tanahara, he was the winner that year.
Okay.
Genaro Gomez, he was a good, he was seeded number two.
Okay.
You got Malika Montgomery, and then there was another guy.
Yeah.
Just four top guys, you know, at 32. Wow. Tough guys. And then all of a sudden, after that fight, I blew up in a way. Mm-hmm. That fight that I put on was a lot of people said that was an HBO fight for just 3 rounds, 3 minutes, you know?
Man.
I got a lot of officials that came up to me, a lot of people that were interested in just trying to get to know me more. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Well, I got to get back to the drawing board because I just one fight time.
Yeah.
So that's one fight that I could honestly say that I always remember.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's probably I've had wars that I could say, but nothing where you asked me.
Sure.
Someone that I really outclassed me. Right. But that's someone that outfought me.
Wow.
To a degree.
Yeah.
And that bothered me to that day.
Yeah.
But outclassed me, boxed me, boxed the shit out of me.
Yeah.